Our Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Spring 2021. Longhurst Group. Approximate recording time, 85 minutes. Including Tony grateful for money advice help. Tony Kelly says the help and support he's received from our money advisor has put him on the right track and made his tenancy more secure. He can even give extra treats to his dog Harvey. Find out more in Section 20. In this issue, Section 3, our fundraising drive to raise £40,000 for charity. Section 13, demolition begins of our former Beechdale offices. Section 27, your chance to win a wildlife bundle worth £65. In the picture, our enhanced lettable standards project continues to enjoy success. Section 10. In this issue, you can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each section, including Section 2, accessible housing bid. Section 3, fundraising efforts. Section 4, leasehold customer charter. Section 7, customer forum. Section 8, food bank donations. Section 10, enhanced lettable standards project update. Section 12, community grants fund. Section 13, demolition on Beechdale. Section 15, day in the life. Section 17, fire safety tips. Section 18, smartphone donation. Section 20, Tony's tenancy secured. Section 21, how our employment and skills team can help you. Section 23, you said we did. Section 26, writer's corner. And Section 27, competition time. Stay in touch. Website longhurstgroup.org.uk/r-voice. Facebook /longhurstgrouphome. Twitter @longhurstgroup. Instagram @longhurstgroup. Email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. 1. Hello and welcome to the spring edition of Our Voice, Longhurst Group's customer magazine. I'm delighted to be able to bring you the first edition of the magazine for 2021, and I'm sure it contains plenty of interesting and informative content to keep you entertained. Even though there's now a plan for our way out of the coronavirus restrictions, we want all our customers to know that we're still here to help. Whether you need support with your finances or want to improve your skills and employment opportunities, or even if you'd like a friendly voice to have a chat with every now and again, we're here to help you through. Don't hesitate to get in touch with us. In this edition, we've got lots of important updates for you. In sections 2 and 3, we bring you an update on our joint fundraising efforts with another housing association. As we try to achieve our aim of raising £40,000 to split between two charities, Harry's Pals and Mind. While information about our new leasehold customer charter is also included in Section 4. In the following sections, there are great stories about how we're helping communities, with donations to food banks, an update on our enhanced lettable standards project, and the launch of a new community grants fund, as well as the relaunch of our Community Heroes Awards. We've also got photos and an update on the demolition of our former offices on the Beechdale estate in Walsall, as the site is prepared for the construction of 12 new affordable homes. You can find this in Section 13. Our popular Day in the Life feature returns in Section 15, while In section 20, one of our customers talks about how our money advice team has helped him. We also hear from two customers who've benefited from the help of our employment and skills team to help them into a job and an apprenticeship. This can be found in section 21. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Our Voice. As always, if you've got any ideas or suggestions for content for future editions, please email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Sam. 2. Why we're proud to add our voice to calls for changes in accessible housing laws. We're proud to be among a group of organisations calling for a change in the law around accessible housing. As a group, we're among more than 15 fellow housing associations and trade bodies who've made a joint submission urging the government to introduce the M4 Category 2, similar to the Lifetime Homes Standard, as the regulatory baseline standard for all new homes in England. Our call comes in response to a government-led consultation on improving the accessibility standards for new homes. All organisations involved in the submission are members of Harry's Pledge, a campaign which calls on the housing sector to make a number of commitments to support disabled people and their families, including the provision of more fully accessible homes. Our Chief Executive, Julie Doyle, said, "I'm incredibly passionate about the need for accessibility to be designed into the homes we provide. I think it's vital for us to look at the design of our properties and take long-term, lifelong accessibility into account, both in the new build homes we provide and our current stock. As well as helping people to live more independent lives and enjoying better mental and physical well-being, designing better, more accessible homes from the start is also so much more cost-effective than adding aids and undertaking major adaptations further down the line. It's the sensible thing to do, but more importantly, with an ageing population and consequently more people needing this kind of support, it's the right thing to do as well. That's why I'm delighted that we're part of this joint submission alongside other supporters of Harry's Pledge." End quote. We've recently taken handover of two new-build, fully accessible homes at our development in Eye Green near Peterborough. These include Aids by Invisible Creations and wheelchair-friendly access, widened doors, kitchens with adjustable worktops, wet rooms and built-in space for a lift. For more information on Harry's Pledge and the commitments we and other supporters have made, visit harrys-pledge.org.uk. 3. Colleagues don Santa hats and run 5 kilometres for charity. Dozens of colleagues from across the group, along with their families, donned Santa hats and took part in our first ever Santa Fun Run to raise funds for 2 worthy causes. Aiming to raise more than £40,000 for Mind and Harry's Pals, we've united with Grand Union Housing based in Milton Keynes. Colleagues from both organisations will complete several challenges to raise money for the 2 charities. Our Chief Executive, Julie Doyle, said, quote, "We're delighted to be joining forces with Grand Union Housing Group, an organisation that shares our values, to raise money for these 2 fantastic causes. We're committed to supporting the health and well-being of our colleagues, customers and the communities we serve, which really speaks to the aims of both these charities. I'm really looking forward to seeing colleagues from both organisations coming together to take part in the fundraising activities that we've planned. I'm sure we'll raise awareness and lots of money for these worthy causes and have some fun while we're doing it too." End quote. More than 60 people took part in this Santa Fun Run, which saw each participant donating £5 in exchange for a Santa hat for the run and a medal upon completion. All proceeds, £385, went to the fundraising campaign. Julian Ellis, scheme manager, said, quote, I wanted to take part as I have a brother who suffered with mental health issues in the past, and I wanted to try and raise some money for the Mind charity in particular, and also raise awareness of the charity. Doing the run was satisfying, but also a bit of a challenge as I normally cycle and my legs were protesting at the different use of their muscle set. End quote. Daniel Barnett, Communications Insight Officer, said the Santa Fun Run was her first ever attempt at a 5K run. She added, quote, I've never been a fan of running, not even for a bus. The route was a little hillier than I'm used to, but I'm so happy to complete it for two great causes. End of quote. Mark Collings, Head of Care and Support for Lincolnshire, also had a personal reason for wanting to take part. He added, quote, The two charities are close to my heart. I've supported people with significant complex needs throughout my career and do everything I can to support charity when time allows. The work Mind does is so important, especially at present, due to us all having to adapt to new ways of working and living. We should all be mindful of our mental health and keep this on our agendas, both in work and at home. Bring on the next challenge. End quote. Grand Union Housing Group's Chief Executive, Aileen Evans, chose Mind as the beneficiaries of her presidential campaign during her year in office as President of the Chartered Institute of Housing. Harry's Pals was set up by Hayley Charlesworth, daughter of Julie, to support the mental health of parents of critically ill young children. Hayley's son, Harry, was born with spastic quadriplegic cerebral palsy and many other complex needs, which means that he needs round-the-clock care. To donate to the joint fundraising, go to justgiving.com/crowdfunding/GUHG-Longhurst. 4. Our new leasehold customer charter has been published. We're delighted to be able to launch our first ever customer charter for our leasehold customers and shared owners. This new charter comes hot on the heels of the recently launched customer charter for our general needs customers and those who live in supported and older persons schemes. After listening to feedback, it was quickly agreed that leaseholders living in our retirement schemes, general leaseholders, as well as our shared owners, needed a tailored charter that's specific to their services. Now we're delighted to have launched their specific customer charter. Andrina White, Head of Leasehold Services, said, quote, I'm really pleased to be able to launch the first ever leasehold customer charter, and I believe it'll help us to deliver improved service standards to our leasehold customers. We listened to feedback following the publication of our general needs customer charter, and it quickly became clear that a separate leaseholder charter would be beneficial. We've been working hard to make sure the content of the customer charter meets all of their needs and covers all the commitments we want to make to them. The customer charter covers many key areas of service provision, and we fully believe that by introducing this document, leasehold customers can be confident that they'll receive the standards of service they're entitled to. We're really pleased with the final product and hope leasehold customers are happy with the customer charter, knowing that it's specific to them and their needs. End quote. We've also launched our new mystery shopping scheme, where customers are trained to become mystery shoppers, to enable them to access and test our services before reporting back to us on how we've performed. This includes performance against key aspects of the new charters. We hope this will help us understand from a customer's perspective what's worked well and where we need to improve. If you'd like to become a mystery shopper, you can register your interest here. longhurst-group.org.uk/get-involved. Leasehold customers can read the charter in full by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/leaseholders. If you'd like to receive a copy, retirement leaseholders should call 0345 608 8006, while general leaseholders and shared owners should call 0300 123 1745. 5. Reminder to test Lifeline. Customers with a Lifeline device are being reminded to carry out a monthly check to ensure it's working correctly. To test your Lifeline, you should press the button on your pendant and wait for the response centre to speak to you through the Lifeline unit. When they connect, tell the operator you're just testing the device and they'll be more than happy to hear from you. You should also test any other equipment connected to your Lifeline, such as pull cords, smoke detectors, or fall detectors. Please also inform Lifeline if any of your details have changed, such as your emergency contacts and phone numbers, if you're going on holiday or into hospital. If you have any problems with your Lifeline, please call us on 0300 123 1745. 6. New web page for leaseholders. We've recently launched a new area of our website specifically for leaseholders, which provides information on the different types of tenure, including answers to frequently asked questions. We'd encourage all of our leaseholders to explore this area of our website, as it contains lots of useful information, including our new leasehold customer charter. To view the website, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/leaseholders. 7. Introducing our 5 new customer forum members. We're delighted to be able to welcome a number of new members to our customer forum. As part of a new way of working for us, we've launched the customer forum last year, and it'll have regular contact with our group board to check we're taking the right approach, track our performance, and influence the decisions we make. This forum will help to give our customers a voice, ensure customers are part of meetings and the decision-making process, provide opportunities for customers to learn new skills and gain qualifications, and ultimately help us to improve our services for everyone. The work that the forum will do is highly valued by the group. It'll help keep us on track and ensure the customer voice plays a key role in our decisions. That's why we're delighted to be able to welcome 5 new members to our customer forum. Here we find out a bit more about each of them as we introduce our new intake. We look forward to working with them all in the coming weeks. Natalie Bunyan. As a single mum to a 13-year-old autistic son, Natalie says she tries her best at everything she turns her hand to and utilises her skills in every situation. As well as working part-time in retail, she's studying for a BA Honours degree in Business Management and Accountancy with the Open University, showcasing her sky's the limit philosophy. In her spare time, Natalie likes to play games with her son, bake, go swimming, and enjoy long bike rides in the summer. She also likes to go to the cinema, bowling and socialising with friends and family. Natalie's also a governor at her son's special educational needs school and says she's excited to be joining the customer forum to learn more about the housing sector and help make a difference for customers. John Cole. John and his wife moved to Carrington Gardens in Humberston near Cleethorpes 35 years ago. He has two children and three grandchildren and says he's enjoying the new chapter in his life in his new freehold home. John is retired, having worked for more than 40 years in the food additive industry, where he was involved in sales and marketing. This work involved travelling across the UK, Europe and the USA. He's also had experience as a local town councillor, serving as chair of the planning committee, as well as vice chair and chair of his local council over a 12-year period. John says he's excited about the challenges the customer forum may bring and to be working in a team environment once more. Michelle Hayward. Michelle said a difficult personal situation led to her becoming a Longhurst Group customer in Lincolnshire in 2017. She said she's very passionate about helping to ensure people's voices are heard, especially the voices of those that are in vulnerable situations like she found herself in previously. This is why she was very keen to get involved with the customer forum and says she's looking forward to getting involved and bringing her skills, passion and expertise to the work it'll do. Michelle has a qualification in mental health training and she currently works on a sports show on a radio station in Lincoln. Angela Ryan. Angela has been a Longhurst Group customer for 10 years and wanted to get involved to have a voice for herself and other customers. She said she likes to ensure everything is fair and she's happy to speak up for other people. Angela enjoys having a voice for herself and other customers and feels she can bring her experience as a customer to the forum as she has empathy for both sides and is a real people person. Angela wants to be able to help ensure customers understand any changes to their tenancies or services, as she knows sometimes they have problems communicating with their landlord. Now retired, Angela has experience from working in a number of sectors, including retail, housing and nursing. Sinead Safford. Sinead is a mum of two and has been a customer with Longhurst Group for almost 2 years. She says she's excited about getting involved with the customer forum and helping to make a difference for all customers. She works full-time in school governance, a role she says she thoroughly enjoys. Sinead believes the skills she possesses and uses every day in her job will come in useful in her role with the forum. Sinead has also been involved in multiple community projects in her local area and says she's passionate about helping and supporting others, something she's determined to help do via the work of the forum. 8. How we've helped food banks meet need. A community food bank in one of our operational areas was able to provide Christmas hampers for families following a donation from our community investment team. The Bolton St Mary's Food Bank in Derby was one of six organisations to receive a £1,000 contribution from the team to help support those in need in the run-up to Christmas. Each of our community investment leads carried out extensive research into the economy, deprivation and infrastructure in their areas. They then selected food banks they wished to support in areas where our customers were likely to benefit most. The food banks chosen alongside Bolton St Mary's were the Black Country Food Bank, Peterborough Food Bank, Rushton Food Bank, We Are One Foundation in Grimsby and Boston Food Bank. Volunteers at Bolton St Mary's Food Bank contacted us to thank us for our support and show what they'd been able to put together. Maurice Hegarty, Community Investment Lead for the West, said, quote, "I'm absolutely over the moon with what's been achieved. When food banks tell us that our support has enabled them to deliver more aid to more people, especially during the pandemic and during Christmas, it really fills us with pride. Even prior to the pandemic, the number of families and individuals using food banks had been on the rise. Economic hardship isn't isolated to any one group of people, and many of our customers find themselves unexpectedly affected. Often, in this situation, it's the children that suffer the most. All of us in the community investment team are proud to see what the food banks have been able to do with our contributions, and we look forward to working closely with them moving forward." End quote. Denise Garton from Bolton St Mary's Food Bank said our support had been a significant help. She said, quote, "The donation enabled us to continue to support the individuals and families that needed it into the new year, as we anticipated that the need for food bank provision would continue at a similar level and could quite possibly increase." End quote. "We've also received grateful thanks from the other food banks we've supported, saying the donations will help them continue to support vulnerable people in society during a time when they expect to see demand increase for their services." 9. Christmas joy for customers. More than a dozen of our vulnerable customers received some Christmas cheer in the form of food and entertainment as part of a joint campaign with Derby City Council. Recognising that mental health and isolation could be a problem over the festive season, the council launched the Christmas Cheer campaign to ensure more than 850 residents who'd all been identified as lonely or vulnerable weren't left out over Christmas. "We were delighted to be able to support the campaign with a £1,000 contribution. As well as the 3-course meal, each resident was also given a card, a small hamper, access to online entertainment packages, craft packs, and a series of leaflets containing safety information." Maurice Hegarty, Community Investment Lead for the West Region, said, quote, "When I heard about the campaign, I thought it was absolutely fantastic and was something I was keen for us to get involved in. I'm delighted we were able to secure a £1,000 contribution towards the programme, and it's brilliant that some of our own customers were among those residents to benefit. These people were all identified as being lonely or vulnerable through the wellbeing calls that we've been carrying out throughout the pandemic, so it's great to know they're getting some additional support. This joint working between a number of different organisations across Derby is a perfect example of how we can form partnerships and support those living in our communities." End quote. 10. Success for our Enhanced Lettable Standards Project. Several properties across an area of Grimsby have been improved through our innovative Enhanced Lettable Standards Project. Our project aims to give eligible customers the best start to their tenancy by providing packages to help them make their house a home. This can include decorating, carpeting, white goods and basic furniture. To date, the project has seen work completed on 7 properties in the East Marsh area of the town, with 2 of the properties already rented to customers. Jen Coatsworth, Housing Services Manager, said, quote, "This project helps us give those customers who meet the criteria a property that can give them the best possible start to their tenancy. The work that's done to the properties makes them a home from the point of sign-up, rather than customers having to spend money to make it their own home. it helped prevent a financial burden on those who perhaps can't afford this investment. Doing this work on the properties can help prevent future deterioration, meaning less work is required when they become empty in the future. The project's been running since October and has been operating in some very difficult circumstances, so I'd like to say a special thank you to our colleagues who've been working hard to keep the project moving during various stages of lockdown. End quote. The first phase of the project ended in March, with funding secured from our community investment team for a second phase to begin in April. Jill Brown, housing officer, said, quote, "The project has been a real success, and it's wonderful to be able to offer properties to people that are in a better condition than they might have been without this intervention. People walk in and think the properties are lovely. They're neat, clean, and give a better impression. The property then sells itself." End quote. As part of the project, we've partnered with East Marsh Construction, EMC, a local community interest company, to carry out much of the work that's needed on the properties. EMC operatives are employed full-time by the organisation while gaining valuable experience working on projects as they work towards qualifications in building maintenance. Christopher Goodwin, repairs surveyor, added, quote, "Our relationship with East Marsh Construction is really good. They're doing other work for us now too, which means we can get jobs completed quicker. This project is a great one for us as a group. It's really nice to be able to offer something extra to people who appreciate it." End quote. 11. Lynn's thanks for Garden Support Fund help. A customer who was unable to tend to her garden due to medical issues has sung the praises of our Garden Support Fund. The fund is designed to help general needs customers who are unable to maintain their garden due to their age, illness, disability, or vulnerability. There are three levels of support available to customers through the Garden Support Fund, from a standard offer of grass cutting and limited hedge trims up to a security level service which ensures maximum visibility for customers and removes any potential hiding places. One customer, Lynn Horrocks, found herself struggling to look after her gardens at her home in Grimsby and reached out for some help. She's praised the scheme and said it had been a huge help to her. Quote, "I used to be able to do my own garden, but then I had a fall in my kitchen which sliced all my shoulder open, and I was in hospital for quite a long time with it." End quote, she said. Quote, "I've also got bad knees, asthma and COPD, so I could no longer do it myself. The gardens are just so big and I knew I couldn't manage them. I've got a front and back garden and they're too hard for me to handle. My grass got so high that I just thought one day I was going to call Longhurst Group and see if there was any help available. Through the Garden Support Fund, I managed to have somebody to come out and cut all my grass for me. They came whenever it needed doing, really. It was a massive help, a great big help. I'm really pleased that they were able to do it for me. It would have cost me to get people to come and do it. It would have cost me over £100 to do it, which I couldn't afford. I just couldn't afford to keep doing it with being a pensioner. It was a lot of money." End quote. 12. Community Grants Fund launched by group. We recently launched our Community Grants Fund to support registered charities and not-for-profit organisations across the communities we serve. Charities, social enterprises and not-for-profit organisations were invited to apply for grants of up to £5,000 to support work that aligns with our Improving Lives 2025 strategy. The fund was launched by our community investment team, which carefully selected worthy causes from across our operational area and invited them to apply for the funding. We were inundated with responses and applications, which were then assessed by a team of colleagues drawn from across the group, with funding being distributed to the chosen organisations. Karen Prince, head of community programmes, said, quote, "We're delighted to be able to deliver the Community Grants Fund, which will help support and bolster the fantastic work of a variety of organisations that work tirelessly to improve the lives of people across our operational area. The response to the first round of funding was great, and it's really rewarding for us as a group to be able to support these brilliant organisations with the great work they do. We know that many of these organisations have identified local need in their areas, and many have experienced an increase in demand during the coronavirus pandemic. So it's great to know this funding will go some way to supporting them in providing their valued services. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the money helps them to deliver their work that many people living in our communities are in need of." End of quote. Entries for this round of funding has now closed, and we'll bring you full details of the winning organisations in the next edition of Our Voice. 13. Demolition begins of former office site ready for new homes. Work to transform our former office site in Walsall into 12 new affordable homes is underway. The derelict site on Stevenson Avenue on the Beechdale Estate is being knocked down to make way for the new affordable housing. Contractors Taylor French moved onto the site, which was also the former Three Men in a Boat pub, and began demolishing the old building last month. In its place, 12 new two-bedroom affordable homes will be built, with completion scheduled for the end of this year. Nick Warboys, Director of Development and Sales, said she was pleased to see work getting underway on the derelict site. Quote, "Since we relocated our offices onto Stevenson Square a number of years ago, this site has been redundant," end quote, she added. Quote, "We've been committed to regenerating the area ever since, and we also want to do something with the land that can help combat the antisocial behaviour that we know can take place at times. We also know that there's a great demand for affordable housing in the Beechdale area, so we're delighted to be able to provide the type of housing people want in the areas it's needed, which is in line with our improving lives strategy. I'm confident these houses will prove popular with those who move into them and represent an innovative solution to a derelict site in the heart of the community. To see our contractors making a start on the site and begin demolishing the old building is wonderful, and I'm very excited to watch as the site progresses and these lovely new homes are built." End quote. Nick added that as part of the redevelopment, "We've provided Walsall Council with several thousands of pounds in Section 106 payments, which it's seeking to invest in the Beechdale fishing pool. Where possible, local labour and supply chains will be used throughout the development." Neil Wormsley, Commercial Director at Taylor French, added, quote, "Taylor French Developments are thrilled to be working with Longhurst Group on this scheme to deliver high-quality homes on a currently unused site, which should bring a wealth of benefits to local families." End quote. 14. How to keep yourself safe from scams. As technology evolves, fraudsters are finding new ways to trick people into giving away their personal information. At present, hundreds of scams are doing the rounds, ranging from people posing as council officials, knocking on doors of vulnerable people to try and gain access to property, to more sophisticated hacking scams online. With the coronavirus pandemic still ongoing, this has also become the focus of a number of new scams. Many texts and emails are circulating that appear to be official communications regarding coronavirus. These can include fraudsters posing as government officials and sending text messages offering a COVID-19 relief payment to a vaccination scam message saying you qualified for a vaccination. These phishing emails and texts will often ask you to log in and confirm your details. We'd strongly advise that you don't click on the link or call any number that they provide. If you're unsure about the legitimacy of a message you've received, you should report it to Action Fraud via their website or by calling them on 0300 123 2040. At Longhurst Group, we've gathered a range of information about new and common scams to help you spot the signs and avoid becoming a victim. You can access this information by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/scam-awareness. Please also remember, if you're approached by anyone or receive a text message purporting to be from Longhurst Group, you can check their identity by asking for an ID badge or calling us on 0300 123 1745. See section 22 for more tips. 15. A day in the life of our asset compliance team leader, Emily. Emily Ellsworth is an asset compliance team leader, gas and electrical, for Longhurst Group. She works closely with our contractors to manage work, including repairs and boiler breakdowns. Here we spend a day with Emily to see what her job entails. 8:30 a.m. Due to coronavirus, I'm currently working at home, so before I log onto my laptop, I make sure my pet rabbits are fed to keep them quiet for the day. I then switch on my laptop and read all my emails. This morning, I had 18 to respond to. 9 a.m. Now I'm up to date on my emails, I have phone calls starting to come through. Due to the time of year, I'm mostly looking into repairs and boiler breakdowns. I run a report to monitor how many repairs were raised last week and check that they've all been attended to or have future appointments booked. I send this report to the team leader at Mears and we work together to ensure that all repairs are on schedule to be completed as soon as possible. 11 a.m. This morning I have a monthly meeting with Mears to discuss the servicing figures. The customer services team also take part in this meeting to report back customer feedback so this can be addressed with the contractor. We take this time to celebrate compliments that have been sent in about engineers and the compliancy figures we've achieved through this difficult time. 12 p.m. I begin my weekly report which outlines all properties due their gas service within the next 30 days. This is sent to managers, directors and executive directors so they can be kept up to date with how the servicing is getting on for that week. 1 p.m. After grabbing some lunch, I now catch up on emails again. I make sure to dip in and out of my inbox all day to ensure that any urgent emails are responded to instantly. I also check our group work tray, which is where all calls for the day are logged. This way I keep up to date with what key themes are coming through from our customers. 2 p.m. I begin my cancellation audit, where I select some cancelled jobs and ensure that the customers were contacted in the correct format. These audits are then fed back to the contractor to monitor progress. 3 p.m. I have a team call with my 6 coordinators where we discuss how the workload has been and talk through any queries we may have. Today we spoke about the upgrade of our system and went through some additional training. We always talk through hot topics, which are particular issues we're finding with our contractor, so I can discuss these with the team leader at Mears. This way we can come up with solutions and go through lessons learned. In this meeting, I also feedback the discussions from the meeting I had this morning to ensure that the whole team are kept as up to date as possible. 4 p.m. At this sort of time each day, I look through our customers' homes, which are due for servicing within the next 60 days, and check that our process has been followed. This way, I can monitor any homes which may fall overdue and look for resolutions with the coordinators. 5 p.m. I check my calendar for the next day and clear all my emails ready for the morning, when it will be time to go again. 16. How we're making changes to your repairs service. At the end of March, our existing agreement that sees Waite's Living Space deliver our repairs service will come to an end. From the 1st of April, Mears Group will be our repairs contractor for the following 12 months. In preparation for the change, since the 11th of March, Mears has been responsible for booking new routine repair appointments to help them plan and deliver the service from the first day of the new contract. If you're looking to report new routine repair, please phone 0300 123 1745 and press option 1, followed by option 2, and then 2 again to report your repair. Waite's is now only handling emergency calls. However, the contractor will continue to deliver the service until the 31st of March, after which Mears will assume sole responsibility for the contract. If you've an existing repair not completed before the 31st of March, it'll be picked up by colleagues at Mears, who'll contact you to arrange new appointments. If you've already reported a repair to Waite's, there's no need for you to re-raise it with Mears. All existing jobs will be transferred to our new contractor in readiness for the change. Please note, due to the significant challenges posed by the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and the upcoming change in contractors, it may take longer for your repair to be completed. Mark Rogers, our Director of Assets and Property Services, said, quote, "As an organisation, we've recognised that we need to reshape the way the repairs service is delivered to our customers in the longer term. To enable us to transition to this new way of working from 2022, we'll be working with Mears for a period of 12 months. As ever, we're really keen to hear our customers' views and we look forward to working with you during the transition period to 2022 in order to help us shape how this service will look in the future." End quote. More updates on these changes will follow in future editions. 17. Fire safety tips when cooking. There are several ways you can prevent fire hazards when it comes to cooking, which our Environment, Health and Safety team has outlined below. Having several working smoke alarms and a clear escape plan is very important too. Cooking safely. Don't leave children in the kitchen unsupervised when cooking on the hob. Keep matches and saucepan handles out of reach. Make sure saucepan handles don't stick out. Take care if you're wearing loose clothing, as this can easily catch fire. Keep tea towels and cloths away from the cooker and hob. Double check that the cooker is off when you finish cooking. Take care if you need to leave the kitchen whilst cooking, take pans off the heat or turn hobs off to avoid risk. Take care with electrics. Keep all electricals away from water. Check toasters are clean and placed away from curtains and kitchen rolls. Keep the oven, hob and grill clean and in good working order. Deep fat frying. Take care when cooking with hot oil as it sets alight easily. Make sure food is dry before putting it in hot oil so it doesn't splash. If the oil starts to smoke, it's too hot. Turn off the heat and leave it to cool. and use a thermostat-controlled electric deep-fat fryer. They can't overheat. What to do if a pan catches fire? Don't take any risks. Never throw water over it. Don't tackle the fire yourself. Get out, stay out, call 999. And ensure you're familiar with the building's evacuation policy. 18. Big thanks from customer for smartphone gift. A customer who received a new smartphone as a result of our partnership with a charity says the device has helped make her life easier. Susan Jones, see note, lives in Peterborough and was given one of 30 brand new Google Pixel 2 XL smartphones, which our community investment team secured through our links with the Good Things Foundation. The phones came with 24 gigabytes of data and were to be distributed among our customers who met eligibility criteria, including being on a low income, being isolated, or having health conditions. They've now been allocated to more care and support and general needs customers, and Susan said she couldn't be happier with her new device. She said, quote, "I must admit, I thought it was a prank at first. I even asked what the catch was, but they assured me there wasn't one. The phone is very easy to use and I'm still learning about different things it can do. It's fantastic and I couldn't ask for a better one. Before, I was using a phone that had a smashed screen, so this has made a huge difference to me as it's so easy to use and can store quite a lot of stuff. Most importantly, I'm able to use it for emails, but I also love the apps like YouTube, so I can play some music when doing the housework. Facebook is also great. Having this phone gifted to me has made my life easier because I can now make proper phone calls and people can actually hear me. I can also read text messages better. I'd like to say a big thank you for all the help and support and for gifting me such a marvellous phone. I appreciate all the hard work Longhurst Group has done for me." End quote. Mairead Wright, Senior Skills and Development Tutor, was involved in allocating the phones to customers. She added, quote, "I'm really pleased that customers are getting on well with their new smartphones, and to hear the impact they're making on their lives is very rewarding. We're committed to doing everything we can to improve the lives of our customers, and through our link with the Good Things Foundation, we hope to be able to continue supporting customers by providing essential items such as these phones. I'm delighted that Susan is finding the phone really useful, and it's great to hear how she's using it to manage emails and even enjoy some of the apps. I hope it continues to be of benefit to her for a long time to come." End quote. Note, not our customer's real name. 19. Group Director appointed to the Board of National Group. Our Director of Community Investment, Charmaine Simai, has been appointed to the Board of Communities That Work, the national voice of housing providers who support residents and communities into employment. Charmaine has over 25 years worth of experience in the sector and has been appointed to the Communities That Work board to help promote the significant contribution that the organisation's members make to the economic recovery of our communities as we continue to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. Charmaine said, quote, "I'm delighted to be joining the Board of Communities That Work at such a pivotal moment. Social mobility and the transformative power of meaningful employment has always been a driving force for me throughout my career. While we all hope that we'll soon see the pandemic coming under control and some semblance of normality returning, COVID-19's devastating impact on communities and the economy is something we need to address now for the future." End quote. Together, Communities That Work members own and manage more than 1.3 million homes, working with some of the most vulnerable communities in the UK. 20. Tony's tenancy now more secure after Angie's help. quote, "If she wasn't there to help, I might not even be here," end quote. They're the words of a grateful customer who's worked with one of our money advisors for a number of years to get his finances back on track and avoid losing his home. Tony Kelly from Peterborough says he has a lot to thank money advisor Angie Noble for, not least helping him get his finances in order and get his rent arrears down from around £1,600 to almost nothing today. Quote, "I've been working with Angie for many years on and off," end quote, he says. Quote, "She's helped me so much with my housing. I had arrears of about £1,600 and now I owe less than £100, and that's thanks to Angie and her advice. She's helped me reduce it a lot. If she wasn't there to help, I might not even be here," end quote. Tony said the help provided by Angie has enabled him to establish a proper budget, meaning he knows how much spare money he has to spend on luxuries and treats for his dog Harvey. Angie has previously helped Tony with discretionary housing payments before assisting him in moving to Universal Credit. She also helped arrange some floating support to ensure Tony's tenancy could be sustained. Quote, "Angie's helped me with court hearings, explained my circumstances, and the court has taken that into consideration," end quote, Tony said. Quote, "She's been so helpful to me. Angie has come round to the house and helped me fill in all the forms for different things. I don't have a computer, so she helped me do all the online stuff. I'm now about £40 per month better off. This might not sound like a lot to some people, but it is to me. Budgeting is also a lot easier thanks to her support. Before, I was struggling with gas, electric and water, and everything was in debt. However, we worked through everything, sorted it all out, and she even helped me work out how I could save some money too. I feel my tenancy is now much more secure. I don't have to worry all the time now," end quote. Tony said he'd encourage anyone to get in contact if they were struggling like he was. Quote, "I'd encourage anyone to get in touch with Angie and her colleagues," end quote, he continued. Quote, "I've told people about all the help she's given me and they've decided to work with her to sort things out," end quote. To contact the Money Advice team, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/moneyadvice or call 0300 123 1745 and press option 2 for the income team and ask to speak to the Money Advice team. 21. Customers explain how our employment team helped them achieve their dreams. As the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic becomes clearer, more people are finding themselves in difficult situations. Whether they've been made redundant, are finding it hard to find work due to fewer employers recruiting, or it's not knowing where to start their job search, many people are looking for support. Our employment and skills team is on hand to offer this help and support to our customers. They can help you with courses and training programs to improve your skills set or work on your CV and improve your interview techniques ready for your next opportunity. Here we speak to two customers who've recently been helped by the team to achieve their goals. Julie Walton, Loughborough. How long have you been a Longhurst Group customer? I've been a customer for about a year. Before reaching out to the team, what was your personal situation? I was looking for work but was hitting a bit of a block. I was doing a lot of courses in the industry I was looking to get into, which was digital media and marketing, but I was finding it hard to get a break as I didn't have certificates. I was sat on my sofa at the time in a head in my hands situation thinking, where do I go from here? Because I tried every other avenue. I wanted to get into an industry that's very difficult and extremely competitive, and I tried all the avenues I could. I'd built a website, built up a strong portfolio of work, organized photo shoots, written blogs, and done some content writing, but I was still experiencing difficulty in getting into the industry. This is why I knew I needed to speak to the team. What help did you get from the team? I got in touch with Rob, Friday Employment and Training Advisor, and redid my CV, and I found success from there on in, really. Applications can be quite hard, and Rob's also helped me with that, as well as sorting my CV. I was quite afraid of being honest, as for the last 3 years I haven't worked because all I was doing was courses, so holding my hands up and being honest was the best part of it, really. Once my CV was done, I could make my applications much stronger, showcasing the experience I do have. The calls with Rob can be about anything, such as addressing being too frightened to attend interviews. It can be about whatever is holding you back. How's it been for you? It's been productive. There's been a couple of calls a week to help me get to where I am now. What I would say is it isn't just about employability and doing your CV. It's around your whole lifestyle and anything that could have a knock-on effect to why you're not gaining employment. It was invaluable, really, and Rob is extremely professional. Why did you want to investigate apprenticeships? I'd been looking towards an apprenticeship even though they're often geared towards younger people, and I'm 45. I felt that it'd be a route into the industry, and the experience you get with mentors and tutors and the experience of actually being situated in a marketing and digital media agency is second to none and worth its weight in gold. My apprenticeship itself touches on all aspects, including analytics, SEO, internet marketing, copywriting, content writing, social media marketing, research and portfolio development, which is what I've been working towards. As soon as I got there, I felt at home and that it was for me, so I'd recommend an apprenticeship. At the end of the day, it's 1 year of hard work to get into a career that you really want. Would you recommend other customers contacting the team if they need support? I'd recommend it. Whatever stumbling block you do have, don't be afraid to pick up the phone. It could be as simple as gaining confidence, and if you keep trying, you'll eventually get what you want. I approached Rob for some help, and I got the help that I needed, with no cost involved. Laura Jones, CNote, Rutland. How long have you been a Longhurst Group customer? I've been a customer since 2006. How did you become aware of the employment and skills team and the work they can do? Mainly through articles in this magazine. I'd been reading other people's stories in terms of getting help in finding employment, and I kept thinking, I'll ring up about that. I'd been getting some help from elsewhere, but I wasn't successful in gaining employment, so I thought, let's have a go, and I called Rob. Why did you want to get in touch? What were you hoping to achieve? I'd been working with the Employment Services Officer at Rutland County Council, but I felt the more people I got involved, the easier it might make it to get a job. It had been nearly 3 years since I'd had a job, and due to some health problems, I hadn't been able to look as often as I should. I'd done a bit of temp work in November in the kitchens of a care home, but I knew I wanted to get a job in the care sector itself. I found an advert for the role of care officer at a care home that looks after people with learning disabilities. What did our colleagues help you with? I spoke to Rob before applying for the job, and along with some of his other colleagues, I did some work on computers, such as how to email my CV as an attachment, as I didn't know how to do that. I'd redone my CV, but I also worked with Rob to go over it and check it was okay. He also gave me some pointers about preparing applications and getting ready for interviews. When I was invited for an interview for the care officer job, he suggested I do some research into the home, so I knew a bit about them. He recommended I check the CQC website and look at the last inspection. Rob told me this would show the employer that I'd done my homework and prepared for my interview. All of the Longhurst Group colleagues I worked with definitely helped improve my confidence and my skills when preparing for interviews. This time I impressed them enough to get the job. I think it's important to emphasise that it's never too late to approach people for help. It really doesn't matter what sort of situation you're in. I'm so grateful for everything everyone has done for me. Note: not our customer's real name. To find out more about the Employment and Skills Team, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/employment-and-skills or call 0300 123 1745. Tell your story. Have you worked with our Employment and Skills Team? Would you like to tell your story? If so, email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. 22. More Top Tips to Beat Scammers, by May Reed Wright, Senior Skills and Development Tutor. During the coronavirus pandemic, there's been an increase in scams which can play on your mind. Here are some top tips to help you stay one step ahead of fraudsters. 1. Gone Phishing. Avoid clicking on links within suspicious texts and emails, or ringing the phone numbers contained within them, so you're not sent to unsecure websites or expensive phone lines. 2. Bin It. Letters may look authentic and good quality, but if you're asked for money first, it's not genuine. Bin them. 3. Hanging on the telephone. Fraudsters are calling about COVID-19 vaccinations or benefits affected by the pandemic. Don't give out your personal information. Authorities won't ask you for your bank details over the phone. 4. It's all in the detail. Some scams can look incredibly authentic, but there are some things you can watch out for, including using a generic greeting like "Dear Customer," spelling mistakes, and random email accounts sending the messages. And 5. Safe and Sound. Make sure your email account password is different from other accounts and that it's strong. Try using 3 random words, adding numbers or symbols to make it extra secure. For more information about staying scam aware, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/well-being/scam-awareness/. 23. You Said, We Did. We always value your feedback. We take it all on board and look to improve our service based on what you tell us. Here are the latest outcomes from some of the comments we've received from you. You said, customers told us that pauses in our recorded messages on our telephone lines added confusion around whether they'd been cut off. We did. We revisited our recorded message and changed the sequence so that after the message had been played, music followed before the message was repeated. This removed the pauses and eliminated the confusion. You said, applicants for our properties told us they'd like the opportunity to have virtual viewings during the coronavirus pandemic. We did. We're in the process of moving towards completing viewings in a virtual manner, where appropriate and possible. This will remove the need for applicants having to travel to be able to view the property. We're looking at providing applicants with recorded video tours of properties, as well as calling them when a colleague is at the property and walking them through using technology such as FaceTime or WhatsApp. You said you told us that you wanted contractors to let you know earlier if appointments were not going to be kept. We did. We've worked with Mears to improve the communication between them and customers when appointments are cancelled. They've increased the number of customers they've contacted to inform them about cancelled appointments from 26% to 71%. These have then been rebooked. 24. Your questions answered. Welcome to our Your Questions Answered feature. In each edition of Our Voice, our customer service experts, Leanne Wally and Ian Smith, will get to the bottom of your questions and inquiries. Question: I found some mould and condensation in my property. What can I do to keep on top of it? Steve in Lincoln. Answer: Thanks for getting in touch, Steve. Mould is usually caused by condensation, which is created when warm air comes into contact with cold surfaces or when there's too much moisture in your home. It's more common in the colder months. There are many ways you can try and prevent these issues, including making sure there's ventilation in your property. We've got lots more information on this subject on our website, which you can read here. longhurst-group.org.uk/mould-and-condensation. Question: I've recently changed some of my contact details. How can I update you? Jan in Rutland. Answer: Thanks for your question, Jan. It's important that customers update us when any of their information or contact details change. The details we have on record are used for several things, such as helping our contractors to contact customers when they've got an appointment. To tell us about new contact details, you should call us on 0300 123 1745 and speak to our customer service team, who can update your record. If you're a leasehold customer, call us on 0345 608 8006. Alternatively, visit our website and fill in a Contact Us form, and this information can be passed on to the relevant teams. This form can be found here, longhurst-group.org.uk/contact. Question: As a leasehold customer, I find Our Voice interesting, but noticed most articles were directed towards your general needs customers. Will you be including more leasehold-specific content in future? Marjorie in Loughborough. Answer: Thanks for your question, Marjorie. It's great to hear from one of our leaseholders. The team behind the Our Voice magazine is working with colleagues across the organisation to gather more leasehold-specific stories and information to be included. In this edition, there's news of the new leasehold customer charter and web page. The team is always happy to hear of ideas for stories or questions from our leasehold customers. So please spread the word, and if anyone wants to get in touch with Our Voice suggestions, they can email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. If you have a question that you'd like answered, please send it to us along with your name and the name of the town you live in. Email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Post Your Questions Answered, Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B1 3JN. 25. Get involved in our podcast. At Longhurst Group, we produce our very own podcast, the Improving Lives podcast. We've got exciting plans to improve the podcast in 2021, and we'd love for you to get involved. As well as including our usual advice, money-saving hints and tips, and employment and skills advice, we want to hear from you. Connor O'Keefe, Marketing and Campaigns Manager, is a host of the podcast. He said, quote, "Having customers on the podcast gives us a chance to tell their stories and to highlight the range of services other customers are entitled to receive," end quote. If you have an inspiring story or an interesting hobby that you'd be willing to share on the podcast, we'd love you to get in touch. There could even be the opportunity for customers to be guest presenters for an episode of the podcast. If you'd like to get involved, please email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk with some information about why you'd like to take part, your story, and a contact telephone number. We look forward to hearing from you and hope you enjoy the podcast. 26. Writer's Corner. Contributions from our customers. This the Valley of My Birth by Mr. B. Robertson, Sayer Court, Peterborough. My country home is very fair. I see the willow-shaded pond and groups of gnarled oak with sunlit pasturage beyond. Harmonious are sky and earth in this the valley of my birth. Glinting in the distance there, the river Neen winds gently to the coast, her leisured soul like mine, enjoying all it loves the most. Checkered fields, woods of varied hue, and fluffy clouds with gaps of blue. And later, bright constellations, darkling sedge, osiers and perfumed meadowsweet seem all as one at night, as the river's edge splashes beside my feet. Under sun or stars, this my place is a gift of benign grace. Sweetie's Quiz by Anne Whitfield, Carlton. 1. Are these for wobbly newborns? 2. This is good for cleaning teeth. 3. What sweet little rodents? 4. Rubbish, nonsense. 5. Are the teeth holders complaining? 6. This may sound like a piece of gold. It depends how you say it. 7. These will shut people up. 8. For posh people. 9. Something very hard or loud music. 10. A bit of a mishmash, avoiding the real point. 11. Are these what pigs hunt for? 12. Where the emperor's money is made. 13. These sound like pale shades of your five a day. 14. To help you cool down or update your knowledge. And 15. The ingredients for making a famous sheep. Answers. 1. Jelly babies. 2. Candy floss. 3. Sugar mice. 4. Humbugs. 5. Wine gums. 6. Nougat. 7. Gobstoppers. 8. Toffee. 9. Rock. 10. Fudge. 11. Truffles. 12. Mint imperials. 13. Fruit pastels. 14 refreshers and 15 dolly mixtures. We'd love to receive your poems, short stories or other contributions for future editions. Send your work, including your contact details, to by post, the Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B1 3JN, by email, communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. 27. Our Voice Word Search. Please see page 20 of the standard print version for the word search grid and words. Find and highlight all 10 of the words listed in the word search list to be in with a chance to win a very special prize. This edition, we're giving away 3 bird feeding bundles worth more than £65 each. Each bundle includes a £20 Nation Garden gift voucher, a bird nesting box, a bird feeder tray, and a selection of bird food. Please post your completed word search to Our Voice Competition, Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B1 3JN. The closing date is Monday, the 3rd of May, 2021. Our winner from last time. We had a great response to the word search in the winter edition of the magazine. Out of the 30 entries, the winner was Neil Treese from Stamford. Congratulations, Neil. Your Love to Shop voucher is on its way to you. 28. Helping to put a smile on your face. If you've never really stopped for a minute to watch or feed wild birds, you're missing an absolute treat. There are so many different species of wild birds in the UK, and they all have their own little personality traits. If lockdown has taught us one thing, it's that nature is beautiful and needs to be cherished. We guarantee that if you take the effort to offer food and shelter, before long, you'll be amazed at the number of little visitors you get returning each day. It'll put a smile on your face and give you a massive sense of well-being. This document has been transcribed into audio by A to I Transcription Services. We welcome feedback and would love to hear any comments you may have about this transcription or our services in general. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 0117 944 0044. Email info@a2i, that's the letter A, the number 2, the letter I, .co.uk. Web www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 33458.